Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The 2020 State Gymnastics Meet begins this Friday from Central High School in Aberdeen. Our own Nate Wack had a chance to chat this morning with Duels head coach Caitlin Stephenson to talk about the meet itself, preparing the athletes, and defending their two-time title run. Have a listen.
And I'm joined with Caitlin Stephenson. She is the head gymnastics coach for the Duel Cardinals. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing good on this snowy day.
Right. Yeah, you guys are getting some weather up there, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Kind of like blizzard-like conditions up here, so that's not super fortunate with a meet in a couple days.
Right. How does that, how can that affect plans here moving forward? Because I know the meet itself doesn't start necessarily till Friday, but what can winter storm like that do for even practice? Because do you have players that might, or competitors and athletes mm-hmm. that might struggle even just to get to practice?
Right, yeah, and I actually live about 30 minutes away as well, and usually if the school doesn't have school, then you can't have practice just because that's just the way it works. So a lot of schools are canceled up this way because of the blizzard, but I think the girls are ready to go, and one day off to rest their bodies might not be the end of the world for them, although sometimes they think it is.
I'm sure at this time of the year, with the state meet so close, everybody is, the adrenaline's kind of pumping a little bit more than usual. Coach, you guys have had success in the past. You're the two-time defending state champs. Coming into the state meet, what are you talking to your girls about?
We're just trying to go out and just have a good meet and stick our beam routines and make our bar routines, because we've been struggling kind of in that area just to hit 5 for 5. So I think that's just a good goal for them, is just to go out and be confident and just have a good day. Regardless, I always say if you're first or fifth or wherever you stand, if you go out as a team and you make your routines and you stay on the beam and you complete your bar routines with no falls, I think it's a win that day regardless of where you stand.
It probably helps that you do have a couple of seniors on your roster, one being Morgan Kwasniewski. Coach, how special has Morgan been for your squad? She's been pretty elite here even at a young age, and it just seems mm-hmm. like she's able to keep that steadiness and that consistency going. With Morgan specifically, Coach, how special has she been with the dual squad?
She is just, like a motivator. She's such a hard worker. She's recently had a pretty big injury, and just to see her work through that and come back these last couple weeks have just been, I think, a really good example that she's setting to the other girls, and how determined she is just to go out and to be able to compete for events. They definitely won't be at her peak as where she was at the beginning of the season, but she, she's not letting that define her. She's going out and finishing strong, and I think just the girls, they should just be able to observe that in the gym and see how hard she's working. And I don't know, it's really hard to find a athlete like that.
Last year, Morgan won balance beam. She won all around. She won floor exercise. She finished second in vault, second in uneven bars. In 2018, she actually won 4 of the 5 events. To have two seniors on your roster, Coach, is it helping some of these younger kids, some of the lower classmen, move up into that leadership role?
Yeah, they're great kids, and they all get along, and they're all friends, I think, in and outside of the gym. So they definitely are setting an example, and you can definitely see the maturity a senior brings to the team. It's fun to see them grow, because once they were a 7th grader or 8th grader underclassmen, and just, things those kids might be experiencing, you see, just the maturity of hitting a routine when you're older, and just the confidence that a senior has, which is really incredible, and they definitely, those little ones look up to them.
The sport of gymnastics as a whole here, Coach, we've seen it grow specifically over the last 10 years, but what have you seen as far as the sport and the way it's maybe evolved here in the Mount Rushmore State?
I think, even being on the club aspect of things. We see a lot of, there's new programs involved with USA Gymnastics too. And I think all of these things, like programs starting and kids just getting involved, and I know we've had some pretty incredible athletes in our USA team, and I think a lot of little kids look up to them, and even our high school teams. We have some good athletes all across the state in our high school programs, and those little kids start gymnastics because of them, and then they just keep pushing forward because of them. They want to be like them. They want to, you know, go to state. They want to be a part of that team. And I think that's what really helps the program of gymnastics just keep growing. It's just those older ones. Like, if we didn't have great role models and great gymnasts, I think it would be a lot harder to push the sport.
Being in your third year now, you guys have been to the state meet. I'm not saying that you're not going to have butterflies and mm-hmm. have a little bit of nerves, but is it a little easier now that you have gotten your feet wet the last few years with this? Is it a little easier going to the state meet, even as a coach, to maybe just enjoy the moment a little bit more?
Right. I think, I'm not really sure if it gets easier. I think even as a coach, it brings back the memories of, like, competing yourself.
Sure.
And the adrenaline and just the excitement the state meet brings. It's always, you know, at the next level or next step. And just as a coach too, you just, I think I get more nervous for them than I ever did competing. And I'm like, what in the world? But you just know how well they can do, and you just want them to do their best. And I think that goes with every coach. Like, you can just see it, you know, everyone's excited and definitely has adrenaline and hoping that their team is going to do good at state, because that's what you train all year for.
I'm talking with Caitlin Stephenson. She is the head coach of the dual gymnastics squad. Coach, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
That's a hard question. But I would say just seeing, like, the smile on the kid's face. Like, regardless of the score, if they go out and make something new, or, you know, they say, hey, did you see that? I just made that. And you're like, that's awesome. Like, regardless if it's a lower level skill or a higher level skill, I think that's the most rewarding. I'm not big on scores or team scores or anything like that. It's just if that athlete did her best, that's probably the most rewarding part of my job.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us this morning. Best of luck here up in Aberdeen for the state gymnastics meet starting on Friday. And, yeah, hopefully you guys can stay out of some of this weather, and it allows everything to move smoothly here as the state meet approaches. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Caitlin.
The state gymnastic meet begins Friday. It concludes on Saturday in Aberdeen. To watch the event live as it happens, view the schedule, or see action and award photos, head on over to sdpb.org/gymnastics.